All right, good morning. Can everyone see over here? Can somebody tell me what these are? What are they?
Tools,
that's right. Everybody knows what these are. Okay, and what do we use tools for? All kinds of stuff, right? Fix things, make things. What about this? Is this a tool? No, you don't think this is a tool? This is a can opener. We use it to open cans. So that's a tool. How about this? What this is?
Yes.
What's this? Is this a nutcracker?
Yeah.
Is this a tool?
Yeah.
How do we use this to open nuts? Well, I'm going to tell you, there's some people that think that humans are, well, we're different than animals because we can use tools and we can make tools. But you know what? They found out that there's animals that use tools too. In fact, they just did a study, and they just published it in the National Academy of Sciences this week, and they found out, they did the study on these birds. I'll show you what these birds are. Show you here. They're called rooks, and they live in Europe. No, I guess it's not working here. Okay, this is what they look like. They kind of look like our crows. And they did a study with these rooks, and they found out that they could use tools. They could use rocks, and they dropped them down into tubes, and they could use it to get food. And they dropped the rocks down these clear tubes, and then it would open a little door, and they'd get a food. And then they found that they could take rocks, certain size rocks, to drop them into certain tubes, and they would get other rocks. So let's say they take a big rock, and they drop it down the big tube, so that they could get the small rock, so they could drop the small rock down the small tube so that they could get the food. And there was another thing that they did with these. The next slide here is I don't know if you can see this, but they gave them a tube, and at the bottom of the tube was a little basket, and it had food in it. And they gave them a wire, and they took the wire, and these birds had been raised in captivity, so they couldn't observe any other birds doing this. They never saw these things before, and they gave them a wire. And they took that wire, and they bent the wire into a hook. They dropped it down the tube, and they hooked it over the little basket, and they pulled the basket out of the tube. And not just one of them did it. The first one to do it was Fry. She did it first. And then her mate, Cook, he did it. And then Connolly and Monroe, they did it, the other birds. So they all figured this out in a really short period of time. And, you know, that shows that birds are pretty smart. And, you know, they knew that there's other birds. Like these birds are finches. And they use tools all the time for most of their food to get the little bugs out of the trees. They use these tools because their beaks are too short and they can't get the little worms and things out of the branches. So they use all kinds of things. They use cactus needles, and they'll use whatever they need. They pick the right size that they need to get the bugs out. And these are just some of them. This is another one. It's a nuthatch. These live in North America where we live, and they use bark, and they use little pieces of bark to pry up the other pieces of bark. And they'll take the same piece of bark, and they'll go from tree to tree because they like their little special bark tool that they use to get to the other, to lift off the bark of the other trees so they can get to the bugs. And this is my favorite. You see this one? This is a striated heron. And these guys are really smart. They make their own fishing equipment. You know that? They make their own bait. They put little sticks and little twigs and leaves and stuff on the water, and the fish get fooled. They think it's an insect, and so the fish come up to eat, and they think it's an insect that they're going to eat, and then the birds come and eat the fish. And see, they don't just put any kind of leaf or twig on the water. Well, the young ones do that. They just find whatever they can, but then they learn that, well, there's only certain sizes and things that fool the fish the best. And if they don't have that right size of a stick, let's say it's too big, they'll just kind of make it, they'll whittle it down, and they'll make it just the right size so that it works really good. So the adult birds are pretty good at making these fake insects so they can fish. So all this shows us that God made the animals really smart, and has created them so that they can find food. And you know what the Bible says in Matthew 10:29? It says that there's not one little bird that falls to the ground that God doesn't know about it. And if he cares about the birds that much, how much more does he care about us? And he loves each one of us, and we're each special to him. And I want you to remember that next time you see the birds outside, see how small their heads are, and just think of how much intelligence God has packed into that little head, and how much he gives to us, and how much he loves us. Okay, let's have a prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for making the birds so beautiful and their song filling the air to make us happy. And thank you so much for giving us the ability to make tools and to use tools and to make things and create. And we pray that we will do this to your glory. Amen. Okay, I have something for you that reminds you of the birds. They're, each one of them is different. You can come up and get this, and then you can take a basket and go get the offering, okay? Okay.